Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November 12th, 2023. And I've got an interesting doozy for us today, and hopefully this will be something that will be of some sort of interest to you. This email that I got from Susan in San Diego was very, very interesting to me. She used to come to the center when I was teaching formally down there. She watched all the My TV programs on XCTV and listened to the radio. She came to my classes, which were not easy to do because they were not easy classes, but she was there doing her thing. And here's what she says. Dear Greg, I miss you very much. I wish you hadn't left, but I understand why you did leave. She said this, I have a few questions. First of all, why do you not move more into the mainstream of other authors and teachers of your ilk? And why are you so seemingly unpopular? Susan from San Diego. I don't know if I'm unpopular. I'm just not mainstream, and I don't joust with the other people. So I want to keep a low profile. That's my whole effort. I don't want to be famous. I'm infamous, but I'm not famous, and I don't want to be. I want to do my own work, my own inner work, and I relish that, and I invite people to come who are sincere to do that inner work with me, and that's answers the latter part of your question. But let's go on a little deeper. Susan, as you might remember, what I teach, what I offer is not mainstream. It is not something that most people would be interested in. I would say maybe 1%, maybe 2% maybe would be interested in transformation, in transcendence. Most people don't even think about that. They're thinking about survival, their next trip, where they're going, how much fun they can have, what kind of wine they're going to drink, and things like that. It's much more fleshy than I am. So you have to understand the reason I am doing what I am doing is only for those who seek the light, and not many people do. So my audience went from very big when I was teaching formally to now going down to just, oh, a few people here and there. And I actually prefer it that way. I am not a mainstream guy. I am trying to offer to those who can discipline themselves and can understand the bigger picture of their life beyond the confines of their pedestrian mentality, how to understand the nature of life, not the world, but life, and then to understand how you might fit into this world from the point of view of having a sense of consciousness about life itself. Big life, not little life, big life. So the things I teach, the things I offer, well, they can look so radical to people. I have all sorts of students that have come and gone, and they come some out of curiosity to see if I'm for real or if this whole thing's for real, if they can actually do meditation, if they can actually sustain a spiritual practice. They do all of that. And then there's the problem with the mates, you know, one mate won't like it and think that this is a cult and want to, you know, yank the other person out so they can go into their mischief together. And there's all sorts of human dynamics, which I try to avoid. And that's partly why I'm not mainstream. I don't want to be well known. I teach things that are deliberately unpopular because that's the way the course of deep spiritual transformation works. It's not for everybody. And once a person realizes what they're doing to their life, they're they're living it very cavalierly, and they're living it out of assumption and presumption and beliefs that aren't there and all sorts of crazy things that they like to think of as right and wrong and good and bad. And, you know, I teach the opposite of all of that, which purports within a person a lot of cynicism and doubt and all sorts of crazy assumptions and beliefs and name-calling, and it just goes on and on and on. I am not interested in the debate. I am interested in the way. I am interested in teaching the way. I'm interested in the unfoldment of not only myself, but those of us who are in this kind of genre of spiritual awakening. I'm interested in helping them and being one with them and seeing if you can build a little community based on that. When I was in India, there was a community, and we had very deep connections with each other. And then all of a sudden things changed, and those people died or went on their merry way and were never really a part of the community. And here I am. I'm the last man standing, as it were. So I will never be in mainstream, never, ever. And it's not something that in my effort would be appealing not only to my students or the people that I'm serving or the call to which I am calling certain people to me to work with me inwardly. It would not be attractive at all, wouldn't be a call anymore. I stand here with you right now doing this podcast as the call to your soul, the call to your life and the meaning of your life to have significance, what I call sacred significance. And that is not a call, Susan, that most people would be much interested in at all. In fact, not interested in the meaning of that. They want social significance, political significance. They want to be important. They want to be someone that people admire. I am not one of those people that cares much about that. I care about the individual who's in front of me, and if they are truly a seeker, how I might help them in that process. And to build a community of people who are interested in that, in the light that lives within us all. So for me to go mainstream would be to delude all of my efforts. It would be to, you know, be one of them. You can't enter into the mainstream of conversation about spirituality and not lose yourself in it. All teachers that I have seen who gain something from all of this go into the mainstream, and then the next thing you know, they're on tour and they're not doing their own inner work, and they just repeat the small things that they think they've found. You see this in all sorts of mainstream teachers. They're really not. They're performers. And they don't really know what they're talking about. And the ones that do really know, like myself, we hide. We're not interested in being important. I'm not interested in people's impressions of me. I'm not interested in what they think I am. I'm not interested in any of that. I am doing my inner work, what I was meant to do, and what I've come here to do, and I invite those people who are similar to me to do the same with me, and I'm hoping that you understand what I mean. What you got when I was down in Escondido and all of that was the taste of love, the taste of consciousness, and it is difficult for people to understand how important that is, but you only get it for a little while. It's like a flower that grows and becomes effervescent in its beauty and then leaves. And that's just the nature of what it's all about. It just is. Susan, thank you for your kind comments. And I notice you never come up here or attend any of my my meetings down in San Diego when I'm down there. I wonder why. Please forgive me, all of you. I'll be back on the air next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. Namaste.